There is a war being waged on our police officers.
There's an oppressive force in the way that criminal justice engages with black bodies.
And it becomes unrepairable. It doesn't take a lot for things to spiral out of control.
Put their minds somewhat at ease when they're out here on the streets and not be so aggressive, because they're supposed to protect and serve, not kill us all.
They want to invite for coffee and dinner people who tweet out support of convicted cop killers.
Most of you guys don't know what it's like to be followed in the store for no reason, to be stopped and pulled over for no reason.
It's simply not going to end.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, broadcasting today from the studios of KERA in Dallas, Texas. In our new series, To Serve and Protect, Life Behind the Blue Line, we're hearing from police officers from all around the country about the state of policing today during this highly politicized and emotionally charged time. Since the sniper attacks in July of 2016, which left five Dallas cops dead and nine wounded, a new class of officers has graduated from the police academy here. These young officers are currently field training with veteran cops. Today, we hear from one recent recruit who shares his perspective from the other side of that blue line.
My name is Justin Milton. I'm a police officer for the Dallas Police Department, 23 years old. Started the academy September 21st, graduated June the 2nd, and now I'm in field training right now. I was born and raised in Mississippi. I went to the greatest HBCU, Alcorn State University, and I studied criminal justice. Right now, I'm on, it's called First Watch, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. I work in the South Dallas area. I'm with a trainer, so wherever he goes, I go. Being able to see a senior officer is a pretty cool experience. How he handles situations. You learn everything you need to learn in the academy, but it's different trying to apply it in the streets. There'll be things I just won't know that a field trainer will be able to help me with, and it'll help me become a better officer. You know, sometimes when you turn on the TV, it just seems like there's negativity when it comes to this profession.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. For the second time in 2 days, a police killing of a black man has brought about outrage.
In Texas, there was the shooting death of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards last week.
There was new video of a fatal police shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Minneapolis Police Chief Janae Hartaux Anthony started with a very strong statement saying Justine did not have to die.
But when you're out there and you see how people react to you handling a call, they'll thank you. And I was very surprised. I had my mind set when I got here. It was going to be tough. I just felt like people would maybe not appreciate the work that I'm doing. But like I said, it was a total surprise when I saw how many people actually appreciated what you do. I've learned it's good to be able to not necessarily sympathize, but empathize, to try to be able to help understand their situation. And in turn, they help understand why you do, why you're taking the action that you're taking. Being on the street, you try to gain a rapport with a person, so they can feel comfortable enough to tell you the situation that's going on or how would they like things handled. The color of my skin, you know, there are instances where there are some people who will talk to me before they talk to my trainer. I feel like maybe that's just some people's way of, you know, we are the same. I would like to talk to you to see maybe if you could understand better my situation, you know, because we're from the same culture and race. And that's fine. If that what makes somebody comfortable enough to be able to articulate what their issue is, I have no issues with it. You know, just like I said, building rapport. If they're comfortable enough to talk to me, then I let them. If they're more comfortable talking to my partner, my trainer, then that is fine as well. I'll find another way to try to be helpful in the situation. In order to ease the feelings between groups on each side, I truly feel like I said, it's just communication, open dialogue, being able to articulate each other's points and being able to listen. Nothing can be accomplished if you're not willing to listen and actually sit down and have a dialogue between each side. We've come a long way, but, you know, we can always be better. I mean, I just feel like that's so key when it comes down to being able to hash out whatever needs to be hashed out. I understand that there are things that people don't like, don't understand. I totally understand that. And I just feel like protests are cool, but you have to put in the work. And, you know, I would truly say, like, just getting everybody together and just trying to have a dialogue, trying to hash it out, trying to see where, as officers, we can be better, trying to have citizens see where they can do things differently, where we all can do things in a different light that'll get us to a point where there's not that tension. And I know I'm, you know, talking about something that might never happen, but if we can at least start the conversation, I think that's a good place to start at, and that's a good way to go.
Officer Justin Milton from the Dallas Police Department speaking to us. And we've been hearing from you as well. What's your take on policing right now?
I'm a law enforcement. I became law enforcement after losing a family member in the towers during September 11th. Some of the most honest people that I've met, most solid people that I would trust my life with, are the people that I work with. What I feel that the public is missing is that to truly understand how law enforcement thinks and feels and approaches situations, you can only truly understand that if you put your feet in those shoes.
Judith Ackerman, New York City. I don't understand why you're carrying on and on about how great the police are and how kind and wonderful and individualistic each police officer is. The whole police system has to be overhauled, and anyone who wants to be a police officer should have a master's degree in social work.
Mark from Philadelphia. When it comes to the police forces of this nation, although I may not agree with everything that some of them have done, the police are the institution that provides the sense of the rule of law that we rely on in this nation. God bless the good police officers of the United States of America.
Your voices as we look at the lives of police officers and their families. Keep giving us your stories at 8778-MY-TAKE.
The Takeaway is supported by Westridge Dual Diagnosis Treatment Centers, aspiring to help men with co-occurring mental illness and substance use disorders with a family-centered integrated treatment approach. More at westbridge.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.